the Hayes Symphony Orchestra. I have their music director, conductor, Brian Buxted, joining me in the green room. Hello, Brian.
Hi there. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for taking the time to be here.
Sure.
So, a lot of orchestras, academic orchestras, college level orchestras, they have a concerto aria concert where they audition students, give students an opportunity to play a solo with an orchestra, and that's what's coming up soon, yeah?
That is why it is coming up next Saturday, February 15th. We love this concert because it highlights the just the talent that we have here at Fort Hays State University. And we have some just absolutely talented students, which if you come to the concert, you will hear three of them.
Yes, what all do we have? What instruments? A vocalist as well, yes.
We do. We have Ashley Vlaysing, who will be playing clarinet, Rossini's Introduction, Theme and Variations, of virtuoso piece for clarinet and orchestra. A lot of fun. And then we have Shan Wang, who is a soprano from China, who will be singing the famous Mi Chiamano Mimi from La Boheme by Puccini. And Sean, just when she did the audition in December, blew me away by the maturity and the beauty of her voice. So she really nails this piece very, very well. And Adam Ward, who is a euphonium player, plays tuba, a low brass specialist. He will be performing the complete concerto for euphonium and orchestra by Barbara York, who happens to be, she was a Kansas composer. She taught at Pitt State for a number of years. She passed away about 5 years ago, but this is a wonderful piece. Sounds fresh and it's exciting and new.
Are there many concertos for euphonium?
Well, I'm not an expert in that. I know there are some. But this is certainly a great one, and it's one of the newer ones written just within the last 10 years.
That's great. And then the symphony is also highlighted in a couple of pieces, like we just heard Fanny Mendelssohn's Overture. That's one of
Yes.
them.
Yeah, I love to highlight composers who are forgotten or underrepresented or, just not performed as much these days. Fanny Mendelssohn, in her time, of course, the sister of Felix Mendelssohn, we know Felix. But she was a fabulous pianist. She was a composer in her own right. Women during the 19th century, this composition, being a composer, was not seen as the right career choice for women. But some kind of snuck in there and composed, continued to compose, even though they weren't really supported by society at large during that time. But this is a really wonderful piece of music. It's her only orchestral music that survives, this overture in C major. But she wrote a number of other works, I believe up to 500 works, piano pieces, vocal pieces. So really, really overlooked, but great composer.
And then another orchestral work by Puccini, who, for the most part, strictly composed for the voice. But when he was in school, he had to compose, composition classes and, his lessons and everything. He wrote several things for orchestra, just some of the
Yes.
most gorgeous pieces. I mean, of
This is
course they
an
are. It's
yes.
classic Puccini.
Yeah, we are performing Crisantemi by Puccini, which stands for chrysanthemums in Italian. R absolutely beautiful, heartbreaking piece of music that he wrote in remembrance of the King of Italy at the time had a son who happened to be the King of Spain, and his son died at the age of 40. 42, something like that. So he was just inspired to write this absolutely heartbreaking, beautiful piece of music. And it is a bit of a rarity, like you said, for Puccini, this late 19th, early 20th century opera composer to just have this beautiful piece for strings.
This concert is next Saturday, which is February the 15th at 7:30 in the Beat Schmidt Performing Arts Center. How much are tickets?
Tickets are always free for the Hayes Symphony. So
Tickets are
you
always
can't beat
free for
that.
the
You
Hay
cannot beat
Symphony. Do you
that.
hear that, Western Kansas? Tickets are always free with the Hay Symphony. I hope anybody, even remotely within driving distance, comes and takes advantage of gorgeous music and supports your young artists. So the Hay Symphony, it is built up of students there at the university, also community members, and also you have professional musicians joining in as well and faculty members. Give us a tiny bit of history about the symphony orchestra and your numbers right now. How many do you have involved?
Sure. Well, it really depends on the programming of any particular concert, but generally it's an orchestra of 55 to 65 to 70 or so members. Like you said, a mixture of students, faculty members, community members, and a few outside professionals to fill in spots that need filling. And we give, six, seven concerts per year, a few pops concerts, a Halloween children's concert. So we have a nicely varied program every year.
And you have a concert after this, one in the late spring or summertime?
We do, just before school finishes here, our final concert on Saturday, May 3rd. I called a Song of Love and Jealousy, because this features Stravinsky's masterpiece Petrushka, about that lovable but kind of mean-spirited puppet Petrushka. But it's absolutely one of Stravinsky's great ballets, and this is going to be a kind of new level for the orchestra. This is going to be a very challenging piece. We're going to play it really well. On the same concert, we have our fabulous pianist, piano faculty member Irena Ravitskaya, playing Grieg's. Of course, everyone knows the Grieg piano concerto, one of the top five, I would say, piano concertos. And we're opening with a rarely heard piece by Douglas Lilburn, who is an Australian composer, or I should say New Zealand composer, a concert overture for strings.
What a fantastic program. You know, that Petrushka, hearing and the opportunity to hear that in person, you don't come across many orchestras programming that.
Not too much, unless you go to, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. The bigger orchestras will do it, but we're gonna tackle it.
The Hayes Symphony Orchestra, always free of charge to attend.
Yes.
Your performances take place at Beat Schmidt Performing Arts Center. This concerto aria concert is next Saturday, February the 15th. What time does it begin?
Begins at 7:30 p.m. It should be around an hour, maybe a little bit more than an hour. So a nice, quick concert to go to. We always have refreshments afterwards, so it's a win-win situation.
Fantastic. So music at Fort Hays State University. It has a reputation for sure, a reputation that precedes itself. A lot of music education majors come out of which Fort Hays State University. How long have you been there at the college?
I've been here since 2019, just before the pandemic hit. So,
Well, you came
what is this,
just in
my fifth year or
time.
so? Yeah.
You decided to spend the pandemic in the vast nothingness of Western Kansas. It's actually quite smart of you.
Yeah, it happened to work out very well with what we had to do and move online. And yeah, it worked out.
And your program there, your music program, music education, of course, is an emphasis. What else are you seeing? You have a lot of non-majors in your music ensembles.
We do have non-majors. Of course, yeah, music education is a priority for us. Two of our soloists are music education majors. But yeah, we have performance degrees. We have just kind of general music degrees. So yeah, we get a lot of mixture here. And we have a lot of wonderful concerts coming up this semester, including a new music festival with Chen Yi, the fabulous Chen Yi, as our guest composer. She is writing a new piece for us, and we're going to do a whole concert of her music as well. In just a couple weeks here, we're also going to do In C by Terry Riley, one of the grand masters of minimalism, with the percussion ensemble. I'm going to be part of that performance, which is exciting.
That's so exciting. And I was reading a few years ago about your new music festival. And every year, it's definitely a highlight of focus of the school year, your new music. Can you just give me a couple more points about your new music festival? It's been an annual tradition now for a while. Is it fairly established or is it still rather new?
No, well, I think it started to be just before I came here, so maybe it's been going on for 6 or 7 years or so. Yeah, we always have a guest composer that we invite. Often it's a university-connected composer, but not necessarily always that. And the composer always writes a new piece for us for some mixed instrumental ensemble. And then we feature other works by that same composer. Over the last 2 years, we have also added a second night in which we invite current student composers or alumni from FHSU who have composed pieces or who are currently composers, and we perform their pieces as well. So it's a nice two-night new music festival.
And what would you say are the best benefits for a student to be involved with that festival, learning and performing new music, maybe getting to talk with brand new composers? It's such a different world, new music, than working on a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Well, there's value in both, of course. The masters will always be the masters, but we have to realize that the world of classical music is always changing. It's still alive. People are writing new music, and these days it's any possible style that you would want in this postmodern era. We have some composers who borrow elements from the Baroque, from the classical, who are doing new things with electronics, with different tunings of instruments. So it's just a way to realize that this is a living and breathing field that we work in.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me on the Green Room, everybody. This is Dr. Brian Buckstead from Forte State University and the conductor of the Hayes Symphony. Their concerto aria concert is next Saturday, the 15th, at 7:30 at Beach Schmidt Auditorium on Forte State campus. Have a great concert.
You bet, Caitlin. Thank you very much.